Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
You know what happened to Terry Kath of Chicago, right? How he met his end?
Did he choke on a ham sandwich?
No, I think a lot worse than that. He was goofing around saying he was going to play Russian roulette, and people were like, hey man, you probably shouldn't do that, that's pretty dangerous. And he said, don't worry, the gun's not loaded.
It was.
Turns out there was a bullet in there.
All I know is that looking at the Chicago band member lineup, they have like 50 ex-members.
Yeah.
And only like three.
Baby, what
original.
A big surprise, though. I mean, they got some absolute stone-cold bangers in the collection.
It's Open Phone Friday. This is your chance to pop off, sound off, chime in, whatever sports talk radio verb for calling in you want me to use here. You've got it. 412-928-9370. Steelers Bears on Sunday in 15 minutes. A man who might be related to Ken Carmen calls into the show. Mark Carmen, Chicago Bears insider, spells Carmen the same exact way.
Really?
Like, what if it's a guy who looks like Ken, who just sounds like one of the members of the Superfans?
Oh, man, what a character that would be on our hands, right?
Because Ken looked like he could be.
Ken could have been, if you had thrown one of those like navy and orange Bears jackets on Ken and put him in there.
That's a great Halloween costume for him.
Yeah, why doesn't he do something?
Team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
What a great sketch that
would
was
you
back
say,
in the day.
Is there any single team, like franchise, in pro sports that is more defined by one single year of their history? I guess Super Bowl era, I'm being a little bit cheap here.
The 85 Bears?
Yeah, like they are a singular like force, at least in the modern history
of that
franchise.
How about Super Bowl III Jets?
That's a fair and good one. Not a baseball one that really jumps to mind for me, because the Royals have won other worlds, you know, they've won it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like
85
hockey. Do I say the 19 Blues?
How about the Caps? One with Ovechkin.
The thing about them is they were so consistently good, they just couldn't get over the hump. Like the Bears have that like one oasis in the desert.
Yeah, but they were still good in the before 85 and 83 and 84 and in 84 and then
yeah,
for some years after that.
I'm just trying to when I think of that franchise, I guess my point is I can think of a lot of Capitals teams that like didn't get over the hump, but I remember the team well. I just think like, yep, you got the 85 Bears, and then I don't give a rat's ass about the rest.
Let's get to Open Phone Friday. Here's Noah on the fan. Hello, Noah.
Hey, gentlemen. Good
hey,
to
bro.
Hear from you.
What's
yep.
up, Noah?
What's up? I wanted to start off before I kind of rant here. congratulations to all your success on the recent awards. You guys deserve it. Maybe get a little too much hate than you deserve.
Thanks, Noah.
All right, what's the rant now?
Yeah, but on that note, Pittsburgh, Pony and Mueller, what are we doing? Mason Rudolph, hot hand. We just played probably statistically the worst defense in football, and we're going to say that he's the hot hand. I think you could have rolled out my grandpa, who can barely walk in a wheelchair, and we'd be talking about how he had the hot hand over Rodgers. Like, come on, guys. What are we doing?
Okay, I'm just going to defend my honor here. In that game against a team that your grandpa could have been rolled out against in a wheelchair, who played better in that game, Rudolph or Rodgers?
I think that they played relatively the same. I think Mason had a little bit more time to play.
They played the same amount of game. One guy played 30 minutes. The other guy played 30 minutes.
Okay, I understand that. And maybe Mason had a little bit more opportunity. They both played
opportunity
time.
To do what is what I'm asking.
Mason did nothing in that game where I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy's got to start.
He got the ball
Rodgers
twice, and he led two scoring drives. And Rodgers' game the Cincinnati game was one of the worst games we've seen by a Steelers quarterback since Ben retired.
If we want to engage in a discussion where Mason should play because a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers is a bit injured, I'm fine with having that conversation.
Yes, and that's what we're doing.
I'm not doing that's different. I'm not doing this, let's roll out the hot hand because we've got
more
skill with
this guy
than the other.
But hold on here. If it were Mitch Trubisky who was backing up Aaron Rodgers right now, I would say I don't trust Mitch Trubisky at all. I'll take my chances with Aaron Rodgers.
Who do you trust more, Mason or Aaron?
Right at this very second?
At this very second.
Rudolph
for this game.
I don't know where you're getting that from. The last time he played prior to the game against, which I like to say again, the worst defense statistically maybe in NFL history.
Sure.
Was his time in Tennessee where he was so bad that he had to come
back.
When's
the last time he lost a game as a Steelers, a regular season game as a Steelers starting quarterback?
I don't know. I know that it's been more than 2 years.
I had one kid when he last lost as a Steelers starting quarterback in the regular season. I now have two kids.
Noah, they scored an opening drive touchdown, and then if not for Darnell Washington running over people, the Steelers offense would have been shut out after that with Aaron Rodgers in the first 30 minutes.
Listen, guys, I understand that, but I don't like the hot hand stuff. Like it.
Clearly.
Really believe that Mason Rudolph has the hot hand, which is fine, but there's not a lot of daylight between him and Aaron Rodgers performance-wise right
now. And that's who I'm fine with. That statement alone I am fine with. But the no hot hand stuff. Anybody could have had a hot – Justin Fields had the hot hand against the
What
Bengals
would you say to this then?
Well,
you're saying that it's easy to have
– Aaron Rodgers have a hot hand against him then?
Hold on. It's easy to say then, okay, he had a hot hand against a terrible defense. Have you checked in on the Bears' defense lately, Noah? They're horrible for the most part.
I understand that they are also 7-3 with a better record than us. So I know.
They've been beating either bad teams or pulling out wins like the Steelers sometimes do, and we criticize them for it.
We can go back and forth on this, and we could have, but I just don't understand why, you know,
he
can't acknowledge the part where, okay, the Jets' Fields look great, Caleb Williams look great, Aaron Rodgers looked great the game before. Why didn't Aaron Rodgers look great against the Bengals last Sunday? He didn't. He had one drive.
I don't think Rudolph looked like that much better against him, and they got two defensive touchdowns in the second half while Rudolph was on the case. But he didn't play poorly. I thought his first five or six plays were a little shaky, and then I thought he settled in.
Here is Rudy on the fan. Hello, Rudy.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Rudy.
Hi. Hey, congratulations, guys. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Rudy.
I'm going to go with Rudolph. Not because of the namesake either, but hey, he's 9-6-1 as a career guy
for the Steelers.
They're putting Tomlin in the Hall of Fame for many seasons of 9-6-1,
and also for a Super Bowl win, but. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, with Cowher's team.
He still won a Super Bowl and then went to another one 2 years later.
Well, who on that – yeah, and lost, but who on that team that won that Super Bowl did Tomlin put on there?
Lawrence Timmons and Lamar Woodley.
That's it.
Well, Lamar Woodley didn't do much of anything other than have the game-winning and game-sealing sack in the Super Bowl.
In defense of Aaron Rodgers, thanks, Rudy.
Yes, we kind of went down a different path.
He is 6-4 as Steelers starting quarterback, so he has a winning record too. It's not And 6-4 win percentage wise, 9-6-1. I mean, you can do your math.
Stupid admission by me. I just kind of assume most people named Rudy, that was just their full name, not short for Rudolph.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Why did you make such a loud laugh in there, Chaz?
I don't know why. Awkward silence amuses me.
Is that a dumb thing for me to have admitted? Do most people just assume Rudy is a Rudolph?
I think we've all admitted way dumber stuff than that. I think you're okay. You're in safe harbor here. Here's Brad on the north side. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. This isn't related to like any player or anything, but the vibes at the Steelers games are just down. Like, I went to the Seahawks game earlier this year, and third downs when the game was close, it didn't feel like the crowd was really in it. Like, back when I went before, like in Ben's last couple of years, I went to a few games, and you would see like half the crowd waving terrible towels. This game, I only saw like a quarter of them. I think the mediocrity isn't just affecting the – well, it is affecting the franchise's performance, but it's affecting the culture around the fans and the team as well.
And this was just for the Seattle game, or you went to games after that too?
So I actually went to the game in Dublin the following week. That was a blast. But that one was – I can't really compare it because that was an international game.
Yep.
But like the past few years, it's just – you see the excitement just die down from when we were still up in the playoff race,
sure,
the division, like 2020. It just hasn't been the same since. I feel like people know that the Steelers have been getting stale.
Okay. I'm surprised to hear that for the home opener, because usually I feel like that was a 1 o'clock game. People haven't seen football in a long time, real football.
Like an opening day baseball celebration.
The Steelers had Aaron
Rodgers, pack them in.
The Steelers had Aaron Rodgers throw 4 touchdowns the game before.
It's hard for me to
think they were super jazzed up for that one.
It's hard. You know, Charlie, no offense to you at all. Donnie is the one of the three of us usually on this show who goes to home games. That would have been a good one to run through his filter, because he'll tell it like it is. I just don't go to enough games to like be able to do vibe comparisons between one and the other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is time to take a look at the other side with Jeremy Kahn from the Fan in Baltimore, where they are not the Ravens' flagship. So that allows their host to say things like, John Harbaugh has overstayed his welcome here and should probably be fired. And also would allow for Jeremy to respond untethered to Lamar Jackson going after me on Twitter, and then the Ravens website writing about that exchange. Hello, Jeremy.
What's up, Pony? Yeah, man, it's nice. I think earlier today I said Harbaugh is more like a supervisor than a coach. He just allows the offensive guy to do the offense, defensive guy to do the defense, and you need me on fourth down, just let me know. I feel like that's what we've been seeing here. But yeah, it's been fun times this year with football so far.
I actually think Steelers fans, Jeremy, would take that with Mike Tomlin if he just checks in on fourth down when they need him, because right now he's got all the defense.
I disagree. Tomlin's fourth down.
He's got a little bit of the offense. Sure.
It's the last thing
he's got
I
a little bit of the special teams. He's kind of got a little bit of everything. Mike actually might show up in the business office and mail letters and stuff if he feels like it.
I mean, it is funny how both of these organizations and the fact that you have this great rivalry for so long has such a meaningful game, and it just feels like there's nothing to this. There's no flair. Nobody's fired up. It's like we're both mired in mediocrity, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But I also think, too, like no matter who gets into the playoffs, I think everyone's live because there are no great teams.
Okay, so let's do Lamar Jackson here in all seriousness, even though I don't know why he's taking time to like try to spar with me on social media. How badly compromised and injured is he for this game on Sunday?
I mean, realistically, we don't know. He's not practicing all week. There was the report, and Lamar kind of admitted to it that somebody had stepped on him. So obviously we're thinking it's a lower leg injury somewhere. He said his hamstring's 100%. I don't know that I believe that. We've watched him run some, but he still looks like he's running a little bit differently, like gingerly almost. That's still better than most of the guys in the league, to be honest with you. But I think the problems that we're seeing have been in the passing game thus far. Some of the passes have just been off. So, yeah, there is something going on, and he's overcompensating for something. That's why you're seeing some of these passes sail.
Jeremy, besides passes sailing, how else is his inability to maybe move the way that Ravens fans and he himself is accustomed to moving on the field hurting their offense? Like, what has it turned this offense into? What has been, like, the visible impact of it?
Yeah, I think I was saying to somebody else, like, you know, they faced Minnesota and then Cleveland. And you're like, oh, those are good defenses. You know, Brian Flores, that pass rush that he brings at cover zero. And then you start looking at some of the other things, and then it's like, then you face Cincinnati, who had the worst defense in the history of the league, and you managed two touchdowns against them at home on a short week. So, I think some of that's factored in. I do think Derrick Henry was hampered early when Lamar went out. But if Lamar's not going to rush, you know, if he's not going to run as much as we expect, what does that do to some of the read option plays that were so dangerous for him and the RPOs here? We just haven't seen it. And I think there was a stat that came out that Lamar's had 20 in his 20 runs. He hasn't broken a tackle at all this season or something. I mean, it's just crazy to think about. How
really?
Last year looked and how different this year looks. Yeah.
That is if that's true, that is a insane stat. You told me something that I didn't know about. And I think this audience, when taking stock of this matchup on Sunday, would be surprised to hear. You told me that Tyler Linderbaum is not a guy that you think is going to get an extension from the Ravens. And that blew my mind because a couple of years ago, we were so pissed that we didn't draft him. And we thought the Steelers had screwed that up. And now I'm hearing you say things like this offensive line is really underachieved and Linderbaum is just not it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, look, there was a big thought process here of what they were going to do with OA and Linderbaum. And of course, they've traded OA away. and they get Gilman back in that trade, which has allowed them to move Kyle Hamilton up closer to line of scrimmage. So that's worked out in that aspect. Then the thought process was, well, if they're going to give it away, then they're going to pay Linderbaum. But the fact remains that if you look at him, he's probably looking about $20 million on the open market. He hasn't had the greatest season. The Ravens are, once they get Lamar's deal done, and I fully expect that to get done whenever over the next course of the next year, they're going to be like $80 million under the cap. But they have no pass rushers under contract except for Mike Greene. You know, you look at this interior line, you got to fix that. And then you start looking at some of the other positions and you're going, well, I mean, how are you going to get this done? Is Justin Madubuike going to retire? Is his career over with? Are you going to be able to pay Travis Jones, whose contracts come up? And now by signing Mark Andrews, you've just kind of admitted that you're letting Isaiah Likely walk. So is there a scenario where they bring him back? Sure, but I don't think they want to pay him that type of money when they have so many other needs.
Are fans, to what degree is the sentiment in Baltimore, Jeremy, that this team's window is closing and possibly rapidly closing?
Ooh.
I mean, look, everybody's always felt like if you have that franchise guy, I mean, I think we say it here, as long as you have eight, you have a shot. Mm-hmm. And granted, it hasn't gotten done in the postseason just yet, but you still feel better about it. But there's some wholesale issues on this team that has to get better, that schematically it's not going to change. And, you know, we've been complaining here about not getting a pass rusher, but if you're not drafting in the top 10, top 15, it's difficult to find those guys, but teams do it. You got to keep plugging away at it, where the Ravens have been a best player available drafting team. So, you know, if a pass rusher is not there and they like a safety better and they got four safeties on the roster, by God, they're taking the safety. So it's just always kind of how they've done business. So I think fans are probably getting a little restless at this point of the failures in the postseason. I don't think anybody expected this season to go the way it did, but we also thought the Orioles were going to be good too.
Steelers offense has stunk. Ravens defense has two huge names still out there, Roquan Smith in Kyle Hamilton. Is Roquan Smith really good and compared to Patrick Queen, like the real inside linebacker who impacts games? And do you put Kyle Hamilton, are the Steelers dealing with a guy who's in like the Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed stratosphere?
I think when Kyle Hamilton plays, more times than not, he's the best player on the football field. Facing the opponent's offense, this guy literally does everything. I think he's the Ravens' best pass rusher, their best tackler, their best cover guy. I mean, he just does so much on that field. And we keep talking about, is he ever going to win Defensive Player of the Year? And you kind of need like everything to go right because, again, you do a little bit of everything. You're not showing out in one category. I think the world of him. I think that guy's amazing. And that's what everybody in Baltimore was saying when Patrick Queen left. It's like, you do realize like his game kind of changed when Roquan got here. So they really weren't as upset at letting him walk. I think the writing was on the wall. I don't think Patrick Queen is awful, but at times, looks like he wants to blow guys up with the shoulder instead of tackling them. Or, you know, and again, like in pass coverage, that's where he was supposed to kind of make his hay. And we didn't see that as much here. So I do think Roquan's the real deal. I don't think he's as good as everybody thinks he is now. I mean, there's still some, he's faded a little bit, but he's still one of the better linebackers in football.
Is Derrick Henry not quite Derrick Henry because of reasons that just have to do with him having lost at least like a slight step, or is it more connected, in your opinion, to Jackson's lack of health and struggles?
I think more of the Jackson stuff, but also, again, some of the problems with the offensive line. Like, as much as, you know, everybody, we were talking about Tyler Linderbaum, he's not having that year, and their tackles have been the best part of this offensive line, and it hasn't been great. I think Derrick Henry's getting hit closer to the line of scrimmage than he ever has in his career. He's a guy that wants to get downhill and start running, and if you're not going to afford him that opportunity, we've seen it. I mean, look, he had that 20-some mile-an-hour run down the sideline earlier this year. I don't think he's done by any stretch, but it has been frustrating that this team doesn't even realize they have him there because he's standing on the sideline instead of in the game. And I keep screaming about this too. Like, even if you're not going to give him the ball, please get him in the game down near the goal line so they at least have to think you might be giving him the ball. It sounds like something smart to do, and they don't do it.
Jeremy, let's leave on this note. We saw Fire Tomlin Chance here on Sunday. If the Ravens are struggling offensively, if the Steelers are surprisingly winning this game on Sunday, could the fans turn on the Ravens and they go from having a home field advantage to having a very awkward situation where their own fans are giving them crap during the game?
I mean, I think you could hear some booing at times if that happens. More of our fans, I mean, you get all the very terrible boos, you know, from Baltimore. But you'll hear a bunch of that. I'm assuming that if things go awry, you'll start to hear that pick up throughout the season. Maybe not necessarily in this game. But, you know, as we look at this division, no matter what happens in this game, even though the winner has a way better chance of making it to the playoffs than the loser, like, nobody's out of it, because I don't think you can sit here and say either one of these teams would make the run and just win the rest of their games.
Jeremy Kahn from The Fan in Baltimore, where he's allowed to criticize their coach and not fear reprisal. Thank you, Jeremy.
Hey, anytime, guys.
There you go.
Pony, what would it be like for you if we were the Steelers flagship and you were coming on to do this show on Mondays after, like, the Steelers get routed by the Bills? I feel like you would have a case of indigestion that no amount of Tums could solve. You'd be over there squirming. Malzy, there's so many things I want to say, but I can't
say.
Citing
Tomlin's, like, all-time win-loss percentage.
And you'd come on the air.
Talking about games from 15 years ago.
Well, it was a really tough game on Sunday, but I know Coach T will have the guys ready to play against Baltimore. You believe me?
We'll make our picks for Sunday's game. It is a bigger point spread, so maybe we'll surprise you and pick the Steelers to cover. And Austin Bechtold follows us, so look forward to that here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The more things change, the more they've stayed the same for the Steelers. The last time Pittsburgh was headed to Baltimore was for that playoff game in January, and we were sitting around saying things like, oh my God, there is very little buzz and optimism for this game. The fans have been beaten down by a 4-game losing streak. They're so fed up. Well, fast forward to today. 2 days from now, the Steelers will play for first place, and I came on the air at 2 o'clock with Malzy and said, look, I got Steelers fans texting me. They're not even in the same text group. I got Steelers fans on Twitter telling me that they're rooting for the Ravens to win. They don't want to see their team beat an arch rival, and they don't want to see the Steelers get to first place and have the organization think all is Steelers land. Mike Tomlin is doing a fabulous job. The fire Tomlin chants were out of line because he's got this team in first place. I've got fans telling me, like Fred, friend of the show, who you called the greatest Pitt football fan of all time, must not be the greatest Steelers fan of all time, because he said, I want to see them lose out to put me out of my misery. I got Ryan Burr, who's gone on to do big things at ESPN, the Golf Channel. He used to work here at FSN Pittsburgh. Said Ben Roethlisberger came back in too good a shape once upon a time. And he's texting me things like, first time in my life I've ever rooted for the Steelers to lose out. That's what this team has done to its fans. It's like that old commercial from the 80s. This is your brain, and this is your brain on drugs. The Steelers have caused their fans to have a brain that looks like it's on drugs. They're so sick of the wash, rinse, repeat nature of this franchise for so long that they're asking for bad outcomes now. Like, people used to take a long time to get over a Ravens loss because of the consequences and ramifications of it, both in the division and big picture. And now Steelers fans are like, please, football gods, bestow upon us a loss to this team so we can rid ourselves of the rut we're in by greasing
people
the skids
enough,
for Mike
Tony.
Tomlin
people
to leave.
People have had enough.
And I am one of those people.
People have reached their breaking point with this.
I will be more than okay. I will be fine if the Ravens win this game. I will actually come in here probably in a chipper mood on Monday, because maybe we will start to see the wheels of change
roll down
the tracks.
And you don't anticipate any, I sit down for this game and suddenly it washes over me. Nah, it's still the Ravens. I still want to see them lose. You don't think you're going to be... I call that Donnie syndrome, where his brain will tell him during the week he wants the Steelers to lose whenever we've had discussions that are kind of like this. His heart takes over on game time.
I mean, preferably I'd like for Lamar Jackson to have a bad game and for the Ravens to still find a way to win so I get my cake and eat it too. But if I have to pick one or the other, yeah, I'd rather have Baltimore win. The Steelers lose. The Steelers get in better position for the draft. And the Steelers hopefully assigning someone else to preside over that draft, because the head coach calls those shots now and I don't trust him to do it anymore.
I just think that the bottom line here is that what we've heard. Now, there have been plenty of people like our good friend Jory Ranstaint in YouTube who've said this is quitter stuff to root for a team to lose and maybe lose out. There are people who are pushing back on this notion.
I'll ask him again, and you can finish your point, but I'll say again. So that means you're fine with Mike Tomlin as coach. Are you Jory Ranstaint?
I think
root
he might
for
be
your
gone.
Team to win so they can keep the coach here. 412-928-9370. Go ahead, Mulsey.
I just think that I think the majority of people here who have tapped in and given us their opinion on this actually are with us in the end on this point. And I think it speaks to how a fan base can turn if something is this stale for this long, if something looks basically the same with just different players being the same thing in this system and in this kind of culture. And this is when fans get pushed to a breaking point. It's not a New Orleans Saints bag over the head or Cincinnati Bengals of yore bag over the head, but it is the Steelers version of it, a very uninspiring team that does the same thing every year, leaves you with the same frustrations, and year after year does nothing to change the script. That's what this is. That's what this reaction is. That's what this previously like unthinkable notion is fueled by. No, people here are not dumb. They know what they're watching. It's not just now reflexive, oh, Mike sucks, they sucks. What they're watching does suck, should be spoken about as such. And the only path people even see as possibly getting them out of it is having such an atrocious game on Sunday that Monday's game is unimaginably toxic on a Monday night in front of a national audience where nobody will be there.
It might wake the owner up.
Right, that it gets on Art's radar and he goes, wait a minute,
The eyes of the football world are going to be like transfixed on Pittsburgh in April. I can't have people this mad about my coach and my team when everyone's on ESPN or NFL Network watching.
Are you a Steelers fan who's rooting for the Ravens on Sunday? Yes, I'm asking this question because all week fans have told us that they want Mike Tomlin gone and they're sick of this stuff. So do you have balls? I mean, do you have the audacity to say, you know what? Yeah, I stick to my guns on this. I want the guy out, so I'm going to root for him to lose. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Open Phone Friday is a few minutes away. Let's get it started with Chris in Beaver Falls. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
You know, I called last year, I think, to talk to Pomp, and I mentioned the Rooney Rule being the reason that they would never get rid of Tomlin, and he hung up on me, which was fine. he was mad that I even brought it up. But I'm not even saying anything about the Rooney Rule. Do you really think that the Rooneys, whether they want to get rid of Tomlin or not, are going to or would consider cutting him loose when the draft is going to be in Pittsburgh next
year? Did you hear what Chris just said, though? If they think that they're if there's the possibility that fans are going to show up to that, and when all eyes are in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are on the clock, and their fans are going to be chanting "Fire Tomlin." You think Rooney wants that?
Yeah. No, I did not hear that. I was just getting in my car, but yeah.
Thank you, Chris. He kind of sounded, what was that guy, Bobcat?
Goldthwait?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that twang there. Whatever happened to that guy? Is he still alive?
All right, I think you're going to be safe on this game, though. The Bobcat Goldthwait, is he...
Was he just like a cartoon actor, or did he get legitimate parts in movies and shows?
Bobcat Goldthwait, alive, Pony. And you know where he's from? Syracuse, New York!
Nice.
Robert Francis Bobcat Goldthwait. Just the picture of him just looks outrageous on Wikipedia.
When they won the championship with Carmelo, they should have put him in the parade. Here's Terry next. Hello, Terry.
Hey, guys. I moved out of the Pittsburgh radio space about a year ago. And as a Steelers fan who's now been in the New York and Boston regional airspace, I just have to make a comment to the rest of Steelers fans that will probably upset everybody. But if you guys don't think this is an ownership issue, you're truly not thinking clearly. You know what starts at the top and it runs downhill. If you look at the latter half of Kevin Colbert, who I all due respect, is a Pittsburgh legend, drafted a lot of great draft classes. But looking back on the latter half of his tenure as the Steelers GM, and seeing the beginning of Omar Khan's tenure as a GM, saying that this is not the product of good drafting after a lot of terrible drafting and terrible retention, I think is foolish. I think the you-know-what starts at the top and runs downhill.
Sure, and that's why I think people just want Terry for this to get worse. As crazy as it is to imagine Steelers fans rooting against their own team, because they feel like it getting worse is the only way that the guy at the top will be moved by this.
I understand that, but look at Sean Payton getting traded from the Saints. Look at Mike Vrabel getting released from the Titans. That man will do great things wherever else he goes.
What? Based on what?
Listen, there's something
Terry
about
has,
the league.
Has he developed a quarterback?
He inherited Cowher's quarterback. I'll give you that.
Okay.
What opportunity has he had to develop?
He drafted one in the first round.
They took Kenny Pickett. You think he just was like along for the ride there?
Listen, I think Tomlin and Khan are puppets on a very short string. I think that the Rooneys want a certain... Listen,
so why is Aaron Rodgers here? Art Rooney wanted Aaron Rodgers?
There is a certain...
Did Art Rooney want Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion?
I think they wanted a Band-Aid fix
for an overarching
issue. Art Rooney has said, hold on, Terry. Art Rooney has said on the record things that made it seem like he was very sympathetic to Mason Rudolph, and if anything, might have wanted Mason Rudolph to be the starter. You'll notice Mason Rudolph is not the starter. It would seem that in that very important instance, Art did not get his way at all, and Mike Tomlin did, because Aaron Rodgers said, Mike Tomlin is the reason I am here.
And I think that that is indicative of my point of that he is a culture builder.
Your point is, be careful what you wish for. You live within miles of the Patriots Stadium, where 2 years ago they fired the winningest Super Bowl coach of all time. 2 years later, they are the number one seed in the AFC. You don't see the irony of that?
I guess I just see the validity in Tomlin's, I mean, work ethic, his resume. I'm not trying to speak his speak, but I...
Okay, thank you, Terry. We're good here. Appreciate it.
What validity? There hasn't... If your approach is validated by ultimately your results... And I think in this town, validated by the results in the playoffs.
Yeah.
His approach has not been validated in 9 years.
I don't know, man. I get it. If he's saying he's been in New York a lot and he's seen the Jets and Giants stink, and he's like, compared to these downtrodden franchises, Mike Tomlin is Bill Walsh or is Don Shula.
The Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently than Tomlin has.
They've also won a playoff game more recently than him. But, like, look, I'm sure... If we turned into New York radio and heard Yankees fans bitching about Aaron Boone and how much their situation sucks, as Pirates fans would be like, what the hell? We'd sign up for that in a second. Like, I think your life experience and where you are obviously plays into this. But I would say for any franchise, going 8 years without a playoff win is too long.
I honestly do think at this point, the way the NFL has changed a little bit, and all it takes is one owner, honestly, to prove me wrong here, but I would like to see it happen. I would be real curious as to whether or not, if Mike got let go by the Steelers, this predicted stampede to try to hire him in this bidding war where he got to basically pick his destination would actually happen.
I think there's one major thing working against him in that, and it's the same thing that I think hurt Belichick. Belichick wanted to go somewhere where he could be the boss again.
And people don't want that approach. People don't want that to be the approach.
So would Mike go somewhere and just accept the fact that he's the coach and he's not going to run the
team,
draft?
What team out there would let him do the whole kit and caboodle?
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Open phone Friday. You can react to what we were just talking about. Are there really Steelers fans out there who are rooting for them to lose on Sunday because they want Tomlin gone and they want change?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.